Happy Friday, everybody, and welcome to Marathon Weekend 2019. Hey, lizards. Hopefully you're having a great weekend down at Walt Disney World. Enjoy each and every one of those miles, and hey, maybe you'll take us with you out on the half or full marathon course this weekend. But whatever you do, have a blast. Congratulations to our 5K and 10K runners. We are very proud of you. Of course, Pam, Ricky, and I are here to talk about some fun Disney topics today to get you on down the road. Maybe you're just vacuuming the carpet in the living room. Maybe you're commuting to work today. We're just glad that you're here with us. We want to remind you of our sponsors, and that includes our friends over at the Magic for Less Travel. And you may have heard, I'm sure you have, there are some great offers for this summer down at Walt Disney World. You've got the Sun and Fun room offer, as well as a little something called the Free Delicious offer, which other people might call free dining. Either way, it's a great time to visit Walt Disney World this summer. Lots going on, long park hours, get that swim on at the pool at your resort, and you know what? Save money right now. So drop by themagicforless.com, fill out that free, no obligation quote while you're there, and let them know you heard about them here on the Be Our Guest podcast, and an agent will get back to you right away. And hey, maybe summer of 2019 is going to be the trip of a lifetime down at Walt Disney World. Check them out today over at themagicforless.com. Again, thank you to everybody who continues to support the podcast with our Amazon affiliate link. It's brguestpodcast.com/Amazon. It costs you nothing extra. You'll get all of your Prime benefits, and it really does help support the show. So again, anytime you do that online shopping, please click through brguestpodcast.com/Amazon.
Ready to take a trip to the world? You found the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. This is where your memories come front and center on our podcast stage.
Welcome to episode 1432 of the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. I'm your host, Mike Rallman from BeOurGuestPodcast.com and one of the senior agents over at the Magic for Less Travel, but more importantly, one of the 1,600 or so running lizards. We're not all down at Marathon Weekend, but a lot of us are right now. So good luck to everybody on your runs this weekend. Hopefully you had a good 5 and 10K. Hey, maybe you're listening to this while you're in the crowds for the 10K. You got the half and the full this weekend. We're going to have a great time. So shout out. Make sure you're putting hashtag RunBOGP on all the pictures so we can share those on social and get those out to everybody. But great weekend, hopefully to be had by everybody. So we're here to, of course, get you through your Friday, kick off the weekend a little bit early. And we're going to talk about the Disney dining plan a little bit because it's gone through some changes over the years, we know. And, a little discount was released about a week ago and thought it was a good time to talk about Disney dining and how it could make your Disney vacation better the next time you head down to World. So joining me today from our DisneyWorldAfterAll.com, TouringPlans.com, and the Mouse for Less, we have Ricky, who's back in Mission Control this weekend. What's up, Ricky?
I hope I have no voice today because I yelled and screamed at Justin Timberlake last night. So that's my goal.
Did you throw anything up on the stage, do you think?
I'm not going to be close enough this time to throw up anything on the stage, so we'll be fine. It's not like Ed Sheeran.
It wasn't like communal, like you just throw it and everybody just continues to throw it until it gets up to the stage. I haven't really gone to many concerts.
Yeah, no, that would be... Nope, I'm not even going to go there.
Yeah, that'd be kind of disgusting. That's true. That's true. We could say I'm recording this early because we're in the corrals and it's cold and I'm just not thinking. But, we're recording this before we head down, so it doesn't matter. I had a million things to do. I can't think clearly right now. I'm excited.
That's very clear. That's clear because, yikes.
I know. All right. Also joining us, we have the co-owner of the Magic for Less Travel, Pam Forrester. What's going on, Pam?
I don't have a lot after that. I'm like, where can we go from here?
I don't know.
Nope, there's nowhere.
I know. Well, I hope it's not too cold. That's all I have to say while you're in the corrals. I worry about that. Let's just say there's a lot of cold going on. But so anyways.
Well, I should be fine because, before I left, I got on my Amazon and ordered my sweats. I always go with my Amazon Basics, the cheapest sweatpants you can buy online, and my, lizard colored sweatshirts. And, okay. Hopefully they've been delivered to Riverside by now. If I Googled the address, and it's always worked in the past. I always get nervous, though, because, you're kind of hoping that it's not going to your front porch. It's going to Bell Services. But, it should be snugly warm in my throwaway sweats. So we'll see.
There we go. I hope so.
Best laid plans. We'll see. So anyway, of course, earlier last week, it's been Yeah, it's been about a week now because it was Mallory's birthday. I can't even remember what day of the week
it is. It feels like a year.
It was June. Yes. I know it was January 2nd. I know that much because Mallory's birthday. But, of course, Disney announced some great discounts for the summertime down at Walt Disney World, actually into the fall. And one of the discounts was the Sun and Fun room offer. So if you're, you know, looking for a reservation or a trip where you don't, you know, necessarily want to use a Disney dining plan, you can save pretty significant money off your room reservation with that Sun and Fun offer. But we know we've been doing this for almost 11 years now. You know, it'll be 11 years in March. And the one thing that gets the Disney fans going is free dining. And this one, you know, came out at a different time of the year. You know, usually it's in the spring. This time it was Happy New Year, free dining. You know, so I was like, dude, yes. You know, what's going on, man?
Panic.
And the tree was still up, and I was supposed to take the tree down that day. So, you know, I was like, what are you doing, Disney? But anyway, what they're doing, well, first of all, let's speculate just for fun here on a Friday to kind of kick it off. What I'm guessing, Pam and Ricky, this is my thoughts for why free dining was offered early. And this is, you know, I've been reading stuff, and I mean, I think that Disney would not ever, you know, say this is true or not, but I think what's happening, maybe, is that, of course, Galaxy's Edge is coming to Disney's Hollywood Studios, but it's been announced to be opening in late fall 2019. So I would say we don't know a date. We know Disneyland looks like June, but we don't know for World. You know, of course, we're recording this one. It's probably going to be announced before this comes out, so we look stupid. But as of the time of recording, we think it's still late fall. So I'm guessing November, early December-ish. What I'm thinking, and again, because I've talked to, you know, people at church talk about free dining. I mean, that's how crazy it is. Like, well, why? I'm like, well, here's what I think. You know, maybe the bookings were down a little bit for like that period right before late fall, because people might be saying, well, I might want to, that was a Jim Hill there almost. Well, I might want to wait till Galaxy's Edge opens. So maybe I don't want to go in September. Maybe I want to go in early December, hedge my bets and try to get, you know, a little bit more out of my vacation. So I think Disney's maybe trying to entice guests to give you a better value if you're willing to go down before Galaxy's Edge opens. I don't know. That's my thing. I'm thinking, Pam, what are your thoughts on that? Am I on the right track? Maybe. I don't know.
I don't want to speak for Disney, but I think you're probably on the right track with that. And one of the things that people always ask is, what's the best time of year to go? Well, this year, it's going to be prior to the fall. If you're looking to avoid crowds and pay the least amount of money, that's when you're going to want to set up your time, right? And then possibly visit Galaxy's Edge next year, if that's something that you're really looking forward to seeing. So just consider it. I mean, you know, I think in the world of Disney bargains, there's typically a special at most times of years. Now, not at super busy times and not holidays and things like that. But when I say that the discounts we are seeing this year are better than ones we've seen in previous years, we absolutely mean it. They really are. Disney is offering a discount percentage that just wasn't available last year. And they're offering free dining, which wasn't available either. And depending on your party size and how, you know, where you're staying, will help you figure out which discount will work better for you and your party. But there are some good discounts out there. So for people who want to go early, go often, this is the perfect time.
It is, because I think, you know, the thing you got to think about is, I know we have a lot of hardcore Star Wars fans in our audience. Mm-hmm. And I mean, you know, we're hardcore Disney fans, pretty much everybody who listens to the podcast. And, you know, of course, like, for example, when Toy Story Land opened, I wanted to be there as quickly as possible because I'd read about it, I'd seen stuff, and I wanted to check it out. I'm going to be the same way. You know, I want to go on Smuggler's Run. You know, I've seen the movies countless times my entire life. You know, Star Wars has been with me my whole life. I want to experience that. But it will be a better experience 3 months, 6 months down the line, because it won't be, I mean, maybe not. I mean, I just think that first month, it's going to be just a nut house. But I mean, you know, if you're a hardcore fan, that's fine. That's part of it. That's part of the deal. You know, you are in there first, but you have to experience the madness. You know, it's like the glory of Epcot on New Year's Eve. It's awesome. I love it. But I mean, you also are sacrificing a lot of things. You know, you're going to do two attractions that day. You're going to stand in line to go to the bathroom. You know, it's not optimal, but it's a sacrifice. So, Ricky, when you saw this offer come out, what were your initial thoughts? You know, coming out on January 2nd, you know, that's a weird time for a discount for Disney. And it's an aggressive discount.
It is, and I 100% believe that it has to do with, 99.9, believe that it has to do with Galaxy's Edge and getting people to come during the summertime months and those earlier months when, you know, things are maybe a little softer than they would potentially like them to be. I mean, that's the whole point of free dining to begin with, is to fill the rooms when they're the resort's not full because it's soft. So that was why it was created. I mean, hands down, that's it. So I suspect that that's probably why they brought it out early and are having it earlier in the year, because they don't need it at the end of the year when they usually offer it. They need it in that time of the year. So I think it's wholly an answer to the fact that, you know, people are waiting for Galaxy's Edge and they're like, we need to do something now.
Yeah. I mean, because the thing is, everybody, I mean, no matter what, I think every guest is looking for a great value out of their vacation. And I think what it does, it kind of equalizes things. You know, if you're saying, well, if I wait till Galaxy's Edge opens, it's a better value to go because now I have a whole nother land, you know, something that's never been seen before, great experiences. But what's going to happen is, if you think about it as a scale, what they did was, you know, if you're looking at value with the Galaxy's Edge and it's dropping down, you know, after Galaxy's Edge opens, better value. Well, all said now, if you go before Galaxy's Edge opens, you know, it's cheaper. You're getting something that you're not going to get otherwise, a more aggressive discount. So I think, you know, it's fun to speculate. Disney would never say. But, you know, I like to kind of think about what were they thinking? And most importantly, how can this make my vacation better in better vacations for everybody that's listening to our show? So, fam, let's talk about the Disney Dining Plan, because it has changed over the years. So as we stand right now, you know, tell us about the Dining Plan and why it could make your vacation better.
So, I mean, I think that there's certain people that the Disney Dining Plan really works for, but I want to go over, first of all, the three different kinds of dining plans that are available through Disney. And I know that most of our listeners will probably have a good handle on this, but there are three different dining plans. There's the quick service dining plan, there's the standard dining plan, and there is the deluxe dining plan. Now, the quick service dining plan includes two quick service meals and two snack credits per night of your stay. And remember, with all dining plans, the entitlements are per night, not per day.
Yes.
And that's something that you want to keep in mind when you're thinking about that.
I learned that so hard. My first trip that I went down, we had the dining plan. This is way back when Paige was like four. So it was like 18 years ago. I totally, like, we saved our last meal for Cinderella's Royal Table. And guess what? I thought it was per day, and I was out of credits. I was Or no, maybe I was out of admission to get into the park. I can't remember, but I was out of something, and I looked like the biggest boob. It was such a rookie move. Oh. But you know what? When you got a little girl that you love, you just pull out the credit card.
That's right. You do. Of course you do. The regular Disney dining plan includes one quick service meal, one table service meal, and two snack credits as well. And finally, the deluxe dining plan includes three meals a day in whatever combination you want. You can do them from quick service or table service, of course, to maximize your use of the plan. And to get the most value, we suggest a table service restaurant, but you can do up to three a day. And it also includes the snack credits as well. So consider that. This is for someone who maybe wants to visit some signature meals, is doing a lot of character dining, something like that. So consider all those things. And the other thing to consider with the dining plans is that you also get a refillable mug that is, it's a resort refillable mug. And I think that's worth a fair amount too. So you have to do that in some of the calculations. Mm-hmm. So I think for people that the plan works well for, if you have children, that are children in terms of the ticket admission, the dining plan is typically a no-brainer for you if you're going to be visiting any all you care to eat or character meals, right? Mm-hmm. Because you can pay for one of those meals the cost of what it is for the dining plan, mm-hmm, for one day, especially if you're going to be visiting during a time when you have, the surge pricing, just a nice way to call it, yes, for the character meals, right? During what they call peak season. So that's something to keep in mind. If you are someone, regardless of your age, who is doing a lot of character meals or all you care to eat, I think, again, the dining plan is going to be something that works for you. The price of those meals is high. And when you're looking at the cost of the dining plan, then that's rolled in. And that's something to consider. The thing that they did for recently with the dining plan is something that we still get guests who don't know about it is now with Disney Dining Plan, both your quick service meal and your table service meal include specialty drinks. Now, specialty drinks could be something like a really cool milkshake someplace, or it could be a drink, an alcoholic drink, which this is something that occurs at both the quick service locations and the table service locations. Mm-hmm. And I just want to tell you my favorite location to get a quick service meal with a drink. And it is in Epcot at the quick service location there, because they have a Patron margarita that's over $15 that is included on the dining plan.
That's a good deal.
Is that at the Mexico Pavilion?
Yes.
Oh my gosh.
That Patron margarita is included as one of the new locations. But you know as well as I do that, you know, when you're looking at the price of the dining plan, if your drink went from a $3 soda to a $14 glass of wine,
it's a little different.
That's a big value difference, right? And for kids too, they get some specialty drinks. And let me tell you, we absolutely have seen the table service restaurants and the quick service restaurants come out with a lot more specialty drinks that are non-alcoholic too. So there's usually something for kids to choose from in that location too. So that's something that you really want to look at. I think the other thing that has made the dining plan more flexible is they now don't include a dessert with a quick service meal, and instead they gave you another snack. So if you wanted to use that snack to get a dessert, you can. But for those who were saying, hey, it's too many desserts, then you can use that snack credit for something else. And we typically use them for some kind of breakfast meal or something like that. We kind of throw them together. So
what kind of person saying that too many desserts at Walt Disney World? Are you kidding me? Come on now. Come on now. Are you kidding? I love desserts. That's why I go.
I know, but what's funny is I know that there's a lot of people who are like the deluxe dining plan is a lot of food. And you're absolutely right. It is. But there are absolutely people who benefit from the deluxe dining plan. We have people come to us and they'll say, we want the deluxe dining plan. And we have the conversation with them. Are you sure this is what you want? What meals are you going to eat at? They lay out their meals and we're like, you know what? You just saved a ton of money by using the deluxe dining plan. So I think the thing is, there's often this conception of this doesn't work for anyone, this works for everyone. And I don't think a Disney vacation is like that. What if one of the things that you like to do on vacation is eat at good signature restaurants? That's something that you need to consider. If you're someone who's go, go, go on the go all the time, maybe you want to consider the quick service plan because it's going to work for you. You're going to be grabbing quick service in between the attractions that you do. Maybe the standard dining plan is perfect for you because, like me, at some point during the day, I want to sit down. I want someone to bring me food, and I don't want to. I just need the moment to sort of decompress from whatever. It becomes a lot of stimulation. I don't want one more person to be near me or touching me or whatever. And like, I'm tired of being in line for something. I'm sitting down, I'm taking a moment, and it's a good experience for me. For me, if I didn't do that at least once a day, there would come a point in time when it didn't feel much like vacation. So consider that. But yeah, there's lots of different ways to use the snack credits, and I'll let Ricky talk about that because I know that she has some good ways of doing that. But I think that that's a cool thing about the dining plan that people don't talk about often enough. Those snack credits can be invaluable for making a lighter meal.
Yeah. And real quick, before we get to Ricky, I just want to address, you know, Teresa Rose in our live chat as we record says, does the free dining package rate include dining plan, hotel room, and park tickets with Park Hopper? Is it a 4-day minimum? So where it stands for this offer right now is you got to have at least a 4-day Magic Your Way Park Hopper included as part of the package that is your hotel and your dining. And as the offer stands, of course, it has changed a little bit over the past, 5 years or so. If you stay at a value or a moderate resort, you're getting the free quick service dining plan. And if you're staying at a deluxe or a deluxe villa, you're getting the standard dining plan included with the package price. Now, what I will say is that, you know, to me, table service dining is something that, especially if I'm there with my family, you know what? I'm there right now. And I am not against going to San Angel Inn and getting the table for one and just having, because I love that place, you know, or like going to Beer Garden. I probably will because it's a good value and I like the atmosphere. I like the food. I'm not against going and eating by myself. So here's the thing. If you're somebody who likes table service dining, and I think that is an essential part of a Disney vacation, it's really some of the great experiences. If you stay at a value or a moderate, consider, even though you're getting that free quick service plan, it's not much more just to upgrade to the standard plan. You get all those table service meals included. So, you know, one of those things, don't just say, oh, well, you know, I'd like to get a package with that quick service. Look at the price to go up to a table service because you're getting good value out of that increase in price, but you're still getting a good value. It's a good way to get that without having to pay for a full standard Disney dining plan. So it's just something to think about.
All right, I agree. That's the best upgrade you can ever make. In my opinion, when you upgrade from quick service to regular, it's not much more, but you get so much more value.
I agree. So and we'll get some of the other questions in the chat. We appreciate these and you know, great comments too as well. Ricky, though, talk about taking those snack credits and getting a good value. We talked about it. We had a live listener question show on Wednesday where somebody was asking for best value on credits. You know, Pam mentioned this years ago, the biscuit and gravy at Pop Century for breakfast. I mean, it's a snack credit. That's actually a breakfast, you know?
Things like that. Definitely. There are so many great options that you can have for snacks. And the thing is that, you know, as time has gone on, Disney has increased the price of a lot of the snacks, probably because of the dining plan, but also because like their cupcakes are ginormous now, and one of those cupcakes is at least, you know, $5-6. So if you stock up on cupcakes, you're good to go. That is a meal in itself, let me tell you right there. So but you know, there are definitely some snacks that you can have that are considered more meal type snacks. The one that I'm going to say, and it's over at Sleepy Hollow at the Magic Kingdom, and there's two different options for you. There's the Nutella waffle, which has all the fresh fruits in there. Now, that's a great breakfast. I can split that, or I can eat it the whole thing myself if I'm really feeling fancy. But I would probably split it and have that for breakfast. And then there's the sweet and the sour, or it's the chicken waffle sandwich that they have, yes. Which is also a delicious option too. And so there's that. There's at the France Pavilion, I know that they offer soups. I think those are still part of the Disney dining plan. I would assume that they are, but they also have some kind of sandwich options that are just simple sandwiches that are considered to be part of the snack option for the Disney dining plan. And if you are curious, by the way, just so you know, when looking at the menu boards at Walt Disney World, anything with that purple and white DDP symbol next to it is going to be a Disney Dining Plan option, snack credit option for you. So if you ever see that you're good on having a snack there. So just keep that in mind. You know, there another really interesting thing that you can get at the Magic Kingdom is they have at Liberty Square Market, which is this little bitty like shack in the middle of Liberty Square, right? They offer a lot of times baked potatoes or corn on the cob or something like that, which can be kind of, you know, serve as a nice little small lunch or something like that. If you get, you know, both of those, you're good there too. And then, you know, we mentioned on the podcast Wednesday, but you also have the chicken fried rice, or the, I don't know if it's chicken fried rice, but it's fried rice. It's chicken fried rice. Okay. It's chicken fried rice at Yak and Yeti, which is a small, like it's a small container of chicken fried rice, but it's chicken fried. I mean, it is a meal. I'm telling you, it's totally a meal.
It's actually like one of those little like Chinese like takeout containers, like the little like square that sort of has a little handle at the top. It's a lot of chicken fried rice. So yeah,
it is. And then, you know, things like not maybe meals, but, you know, really good values for the Disney dining plan are things like the giant cookie sandwich with ice cream in between. And I'm not talking about the Mickey, you know, shaped one. I'm talking about the one where they use two gigantic.
Dude, I'm killing those this cookies. Weekend. I am killing those this weekend. They better stock up.
Yes. And then they have like 50 scoops of ice cream on the inside. Those are totally great snacks. You can share those. I would absolutely suggest sharing those. Oh, also another option for maybe a breakfast, is over at France Pavilion is the crepes that they have there. That would be a really great breakfast option too. So really there's just tons and tons and tons of great choices. And like I said, just look for that Disney dining plan little square and that will tell you what is a snack credit on the Disney dining plan.
Right. That's great. And the other thing that we have, and we have this noted, there's a whole sort of section over there in the Mouse for Less, but if you were visiting during one of Epcot's 8 gabillion festivals where there's a little food booth, the dining plan credits, boom, your snack credits are good for just about everything, not alcoholic drinks. But just about everything at those food booths.
Anything,
and those can be $9 or $10.
They can be. Anything that's listed that's a food item or listed as a non-alcoholic beverage is available for the Disney Dining Plan.
Nice. Yeah. And so a couple of, you know, Tina in the chat saying she likes the pulled pork mac and cheese over at the Animal Kingdom Smiling Crocodile for her snack credit.
Yes.
Good call. I mean, that's something that's going to sustain
good
you.
Good call.
At really first, though, when I read the comment, I was worried that her snack was a crocodile. I'm like, I don't think you're supposed to be snacking on the animals, but I didn't know there's a place called the Smiling Crocodile. Hey, you do what Mallory says. You do you. Whatever. And I'm going to tell her, give me your phone. And that's my new thing. She got a phone for Santa. I'm like, give me the phone. I love that. It's great. Anyway, so a couple of things I want to talk about before we get out of here is that with the dining plan, of course, you have your three options. You got your quick service, your standard or plus, and you have your deluxe dining. And I think a lot of people like me, myself, initially always just get rid of deluxe, you know, because I've always heard too much food. But Pam, I think this is something that needs to be considered if especially you want to go to signature dining locations throughout your trip, because that makes it not too much food because you're using the double credits for places like a Jico or a Cinderella's Royal Table, you know, various places around the Walt Disney or Le Cellier. And I think, you know, say you're going out for an anniversary honeymoon, the deluxe plan maybe is just the right amount of food, but it's very upscale dining options throughout the trip. Right, Pam?
I think that's the way to use the deluxe plans for many people. That's how they get their value from it, is that they're visiting signature locations or things like that. But the other thing that you want to consider when thinking about the deluxe dining plan is when you eat at a table service restaurant, it includes an appetizer, entree, dessert, and beverage. That is part of Disney's deluxe dining plan. So if, again, Mike, to what you were saying, if you are someone who's going there and is looking for that kind of dining experience, you know, that is something that you want to consider. And I think one of the ways that we've seen guests really use this plan is, say they're going for a week, they do like the first three nights on the deluxe dining plan, and then they split their stay and just do like the regular dining. Like, let's say if they're going to two different resorts, you know, they go to a different resort, get a different dining plan. And from that, that's a way to consider using it. And let's say they're going to do the signature restaurant heavy at the beginning or at whatever part of the trip they have the deluxe dining plan. That's something to consider too.
The ticket changes make that a little bit more difficult nowadays, but
they do. Yeah, but you could just what I would do is get a 10-day ticket with the first one or an 8-day ticket with the first one.
Because those last days aren't that expensive. It's almost like buying an extension. Yeah. And another thing I wanted to mention too is I listen to tons of podcasts. I was listening to Jim Hill and Len Testa talk about reader surveys from the Unofficial Guide restaurants, especially they were talking about Be Our Guest and how it's, you know, it's kind of peaked and now it's kind of going back down as far as their surveys, folks, you know, giving their feedback on the restaurant. But one interesting thing that they talked about on the show was that they said, you know, looking at the raw data, was that when you look at folks that were on the Disney dining plan, they seem to always have almost to a fault that every, you know, restaurant around when they got a survey was that they rated them higher when they were on the Disney dining plan because, and I'm this way. Okay. So here's how I look at the Disney dining plan too: free dining or, you know, if I'm paying for the plan, whatever. What I love about a Disney cruise or a cruise experience is the all-inclusiveness. You know, when I get on the ship and I know that I'm going to Animator's Palette one night and I'm going to Enchanted Garden and I'm going, you know, here, there, and everywhere to restaurants. On a cruise, I'm not so focused on pricing. You know, I'm like, well, I'm kind of in the mood for a steak tonight, or maybe I want to try some seafood. But you know what? If I'm not on a plan, and this is just because I'm tight, you know, I know my personality that if I go and I'm not on a dining plan, I'll look and I'll say, man, I'd like to get that steak, but you know, I could save $7 if I go with the chicken. You know, and you know what? I'm going to go with the chicken. And I, you know, it's like kind of regret it, but then I'm like, well, I'll save $7, you know, and get a snack later. One of those things with the Disney dining plan, I think for a lot of folks, is that it turns it into that all-inclusive type vacation where maybe it's $5 or $10 either way, you know, $10, $20 either way. But I mean, if you take that stress out of your vacation because you've taken care of your dining 6 months in advance or, you know, at your final payment, you know, no longer have to worry about your dining costs. I don't know, Ricky, how do you think about that? You know, because I think there's something to be said for the piece of just you're going in and you're just going to eat what you want. You don't have to worry about pricing.
Yeah, there's definitely something to be said about that. You know, the just having the peace of mind. I mean, I think that that's the main reason why people do consider the Disney Dining Plan, is just to have that peace of mind of knowing, hey, I don't have to worry. I don't have to think. I can just get what I want. So I think that there's definitely some value in having that peace of mind, which, you know, you may not have the value altogether in the end. You know, you may not save as much money as you thought maybe you were going to, or, you know, it's not a cost savings measure all the time. Let's put it that way. There is the ability to save money on the Disney Dining Plan, depending on what you do. And I kind of tend to be the opposite. And I will always go for the most expensive item on the menu, kind of whether I want it or not. Yet usually it's a very steak heavy option for me when I am on the Disney Dining Plan, because I'm like, I'm on the dining plan. Let's give me all the steak. So, you know, in that regard, maybe it is kind of a hindrance for someone like me, who's like, I got to get the value out of this because I'm on the Disney Dining Plan. I gotta make my money back here. So, you know, for me, I kind of take it the opposite direction in a weird way. But, you know, for someone who's not like me, who can kind of just go blindly in there and not care and be like, okay, what's the price of this? You know, they don't care about it. They just pick what they want. They actually pick what they want instead of, well, this one's $37 versus, yeah, you know, $25.
And I think too, you know, why do we go to Walt Disney World for most of us that are big Disney fans? It's the escape, you know, it's getting out of reality. You know what, when I go to Texas Roadhouse and I go to Las Fuentes, I mean, I get the same things every time, so I know what they cost.
Yeah, you get chicken fritters because they're...
I do.
And you know, the steak's about the same amount of money, by the way.
You know what, though? I know, but they're so good. And you know what? Just a pro tip, because my waiter told me this about a month ago. Ask for them dipped in barbecue sauce, like, or what's it called? Like, not dipped, but they glaze them like in barbecue sauce, and you dip them in honey mustard. So good. But anyway, back to what we're talking about. What I would say, though, is for the dining plan, we go to Walt Disney World to escape reality, you know, to escape the mundane day to day. And Pam, don't you agree that, you know, by having a dining plan, it's kind of like, it's different. You know, you're just walking in, you get to buy what you want. You know, it's already taken care of. I like that. It's more vacation for me.
It's sort of all-inclusive. First of all, I'm one who loves to have everything paid for in advance before I show up. And I do that even today. If I am not having a dining plan, I have enough Disney gift cards in my pocket that I'm going to that are going to cover what I'm going to eat and drink over the time that I'm there. That's just absolutely how I am. It makes me feel more at ease about the vacation. I'm not coming home to a big bill. It's paid for, it's done. And I love that. And I know that some people like use their, Target gift cards to buy Disney gift cards and do all that. That's something you can do if you get fuel perks or something like that for your gift cards. That's something you can do. And that's something that I'm happy to say, that when you're booking with the Magic for Less Travel, because we book your vacation directly with Disney, we can take those. You can use those gift cards to pay for tickets and vacations and rooms booked with us. So I just want to point that out. That's not always the case, but our vacations are booked directly through there. But that's one of the aspects of vacation that I find to be less stressful, is I show up with my bill paid. I'm not thinking about it. I'm not going to think about it during my vacation. I'm going to do what I want to do. And I like that. I think that's what vacation is.
Yeah, because I think the most stressed people we always see at Walt Disney World or on any Disney vacation is like that family that's like, you know, that they declare in the hub at the Magic Kingdom, you know, we paid $7,328.12 for this vacation. You know, dang it, we're going to make it worth it. You know, I think the thing is, yes, we all get it. You know, Disney vacations are not cheap. You know, they are something that we save for, we sacrifice for. And when we get there, I don't think you want to try to, you know, like win the system. You know, it's not a game. You know, I mean, of course, we don't want to lose money on any of our trips. It's fun to kind of come out ahead. But I think if you're trying to come out ahead at every single corner, like, you know, like if Ricky's going to overdose on steak, I mean, that's
I'm
not winning.
The meat,
you know?
Sweats. Trust me, I'm getting the meat sweats. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it.
Like, I can't walk, but man, I had another steak for 5 days in a row.
That's exactly what we did when we were on free dining all the time. Literally, Brian was so full of steak by the time we were done with it he said, I can't eat another steak.
I think you just want to have a great vacation. And, you know, with this free dining offer that's out there right now, my best advice would be just to explore it. You know, sometimes if you're looking at, for example, you know, you got to think outside the box and consider options. So say you're going out for an anniversary or honeymoon, some kind of a special trip, and you typically stay at Coronado Springs. I love Coronado. But the thing is, maybe it's worth it to upgrade to Animal Kingdom Lodge, go from a quick service dining plan to a standard dining plan. And then, you know, while you're at Animal Kingdom Lodge, if it's going to be a very special trip, instead of getting the standard dining plan, now you're staying at a nice deluxe hotel, one of the low, you know, lower cost deluxe hotels. But you're also getting, you know, maybe you want to upgrade to the deluxe plan, but it's paying the difference between standard and deluxe and, you know, go and, you know, have some nice meals with your significant other. You got to consider options, Pam, right? I mean, I think with the free dining, a lot of folks say, well, it's quick service here, it's standard here, you know, but it's not. There's a lot of flexibility still in these packages.
I agree. And that's the thing that you can always take into consideration is that we, you know, even if you're staying at the value, you can upgrade to the regular dining plan if you want. The dining plan is more flexible than it has been in the past. And I think that that's something that Disney has worked hard to sort of add a little bit more flexibility into it. So, but you have to do the research in to help you, you know, guide you to what is the right choice for you. Everyone vacations differently. There's no right or wrong answer to that. And I say, if the dining plan works for you, awesome. If it doesn't, that's great too. Just, you know, you have to do that to make sure that it is something that works.
Totally agree. All right. So we hope you enjoyed today's, you know, discussion about the Disney dining plan, because it's something you got to think about like once a year. Maybe it works, maybe it doesn't. But, you know, you want to consider all options because sometimes it's good value and it's peace of mind. And we just want you to have a great trip. You know, either way, you just have options. And the more knowledge you have, the better off you are. So hope you enjoyed today's show. And of course, we'll be back on Monday with another Trip Report show. But until then, don't forget that today's show brought to you by the Magic for Less Travel. So if you want to check out all the great specials, what I would just encourage you to do this weekend while you have some time, if you're not running 48.6 miles, hey, you know, the corrals, you have 7 hours before the races start when they throw in a corral. You know what? You could read the whole Mouse for Less from the last 20 years before they let you go in those races. They just wait till you get hypothermia. I'm not kidding. But, you know, hey, just drop by themagicforless.com. Just check out the specials. There's a specials page. You know what? Fill out a quote form. Look at some dates for the summer, early fall. You know, and just consider options, because when you get those numbers, you know, think about it, and, you know, it may work for you, may not. But again, you know, it's a good time to go because Disney wants to fill those rooms and they're going to, you know, they're aggressively discounting. So, hey, take advantage of that while you can. So, again, drop by themagicforless.com, all the specials there, and check it out. Don't forget, we have our Amazon affiliate link. It's brguestpodcast.com/Amazon. Please, as you do your online shopping, use that link. We appreciate that so much. And give us a follow. This weekend is the weekend to follow on social media. I'm down there tweeting like a crazy person because I'm down there solo. So check me out at brguestmike on Twitter and Instagram. Of course, brguestpod as well. And we've got a great Facebook page at facebook.com/beourguestpodcast. All right, time to get out of here and let everybody get on with your runs. If you're a lizard down at Walt Disney World for Marathon Weekend, if you're just home and having a, you know, a little break from work, enjoy that. And if you're working this weekend, hey, enjoy that as well. Make the best out of a great situation. So for Pam and Ricky, I'm Mike, wishing you a great weekend. Whatever you do, stay safe, and we'll see you real soon.
You've been listening to the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. If you have questions, comments, or would like to be a guest on the show, please visit our website at brguestpodcast.com. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you real soon.